today we are doing a film appreciation podcast of movie The Sixth Sense. Now, in this movie, the basic storyline is that there is a doctor, like a psychiatric doctor, and he had a patient that he couldn't help. And so at the beginning of the movie, the patient comes back and he shoots him. And then throughout the movie, it shifts to the kid Cole. Cole's parents have recently divorced, and Cole has a ability, or as you might want to call it, the sixth sense, to be able to see dead people. And throughout the movie, the doctor is trying to help him overcome all of the problems that this causes, whether it be not being able to fit in, going through his parents' divorce, or just being terrified of seeing dead people. And towards the end, the problem is solved by Cole deciding to, instead of running away from the ghosts, he like listens to them. And there's one little girl that he listens to, and he ends up finding out that her mother murdered her. And so he kind of solved that mystery and let her soul like rest in peace, and that kind of helps him. And then towards the end of the movie, the doctor, who had previously thought that he was having marriage problems, realizes that Cole was seeing like a dead person the whole time, and it was him. So he finally talks to his wife and then goes off to heaven. Great movie, by the way. Just like, plot was really good. There were like a whole bunch of connections, but we'll get in that stuff later. First of all, we got some discussion questions we can answer here. Earlier on in the movie, we discover that Cole's parents have recently divorced, and he's attached to belongings that he wears from his dad, similar to the stuff in Cole's tent, which have a whole bunch of religious statues. What do you think the motivates him to collect these things? How are these things helpful to deal with the ghosts or wish his classmates? When he physically is holding on to something, help them through a difficult time. I think that he is holding on to the stuff from his dad to like remember a time where his dad was in his life, and to comfort him when he's not really fitting in, just to have like a piece of his dad, to like help him through when all the kids are making fun of him, just to hold on to it as kind of like memorabilia, I guess. And in the tent, all of the religious statues, he's got all of those set up because it's like his little shelter for when he is hiding from the ghosts. And when he sees the ghost, he crawls into the tent, turns off the light, and he just hides. And most of the time, when you think of like afterlife, it's normally associated with religion. And so he's got Jesus, you know, having a basically light shine on to what him are demons coming back to hurt him. This next question is about the day in the classroom where he objects to the way that his teacher is looking at him. And it asks, basically, how do you identify people who call others freaks and like mistreat people? And most definitely, that's like a common thing, because most of the time people are scared of what they like, the unknown, basically. So just about any time anybody does something different, you can even be made fun of like putting a different, like a weird combination of food together, you know. People who act differently like the not normal things that other people like, you like a different type of music, you might get made fun of that. So I think that's a pretty commonality. And then this movie kind of shows like the damages that you're doing to someone's psyche when they're constantly being excluded, because humans are like most of the time a social beings, so they would want to hang out and fit in with other people. Does Cole realize from the very beginning that his psychologist is a ghost? And I would think yes, because towards the very beginning he's very, very standoffish towards the psychologist. And when he confronts his psychologist, he actually says that they don't know that they're dead. And he looks and he's like half crying as he looks at the psychologist. They only see, he's basically giving him hints at like how he's actually dead. What finally helps Cole deal with his encounters with the dead? It's when he finally asks the dead girl that shows up in his tent, like, "Hey, I'm here to listen to you. Do you have something to show me?" And he goes there and he finally listens to the ghost, and it kind of puts him at ease because he feels like, you know, he really helped somebody. And is that different than what might help us deal with our encounters with the living? And I say not really. Like, you just have to, like, in the sense that you have to face your problems and, like, trying to stop running away from them. Like, running away from your problems and trying to pretend that they aren't there only causes more pain, and it doesn't make it go away. It just makes you live in fear. So confronting your problems and finally dealing with it is a good way to get through. When Cole and Dr. Crow are finished with their sessions together, Cole tells his mom that he's ready to communicate with her. What change in Cole has led him finally be able to talk to his mom openly? And I feel like he finally came to terms with it. He wasn't scared of his ability. He felt confident in himself, so he wasn't afraid of losing his mom's love because of telling his mom his secret. He didn't want to put her off, because at that point before, he felt like a freak. He felt like nobody would love him. Now that he's got the confidence, he was able to tell his mom. Dr. Crow asks Cole, if you could change something, anything, what would it be? What would you change in your own life if you could? I guess I would change, like, my habits. Like, I've got some pretty bad, like, procrastination habits, as you can see from the time I'm turning this in. I'm, like, working on changing it in myself, because sometimes, like, you get to the point where you procrastinate and then you get really stressed out, so you crash and then you don't do anything at all, and that's a really bad habit and kind of like a struggle. So getting rid of your own problems would be a good thing to have. In what ways are the techniques of the film used to get the film's message across or make the message plausible and compelling? Well, most of the techniques that the author used, like using the color red whenever a ghost shows up, more detail in that later. Cole not having a relatable problem, but basically like a build of a relatable problem where people are trying to fit in, having problems, whether it be in the family like Cole was having, parents that divorced. It's kind of like the structure can be relatable, not so much the seeing ghosts part, obviously. And how, like, just the shots that were done, like, the ghosts were very, very compelling and scary, so you felt for Cole when he was scared. So I think all of those, like, kind of put it in perspective and easily, like, a relatable, like, compelling story. Overall, I thought this was an amazing film. I really, really enjoyed it. I loved how, like, the color, getting back to, like, the color red, a ghost shows up whenever the color red. Dr. Crow, the red doorknob on the door, can't open it, the red balloon in the attic, the red tent, that was, like, a big thing, like, whenever all the ghosts shows up and he's got the red tent on. I just think overall the movie was really, really good.